Welcome to episode 77 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast covering all things geeky. I am your host, William, and I am joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And making his return, Harold.
What's up, guys? What's up?
Not much.
I missed you guys last week.
We missed you too, and I did notice how you ended up missing our show, but you made every other show that you're on. So,
oh, hold on.
It's funny how that you worked out.
No. You hold on. Let me explain something. Monday nights, I do Zombie Cast, the unofficial guide to all things zombies.
Uh huh.
Now Tuesday, I went to work at my full time day job, and I worked 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. I went out to have dinner with my girlfriend, and about 7 o'clock, my full-time weekend job, the one that I actually get benefits and everything from, and the one that's steady full-time, calls and says that the overnight girl has called in sick and that I am the one on call and that I have to go to work, and I have to be there at midnight. So I go, work from midnight to 6 in the morning. I get off. I tell my girlfriend, look, I need to get an hour nap because I have to go back to the doctor's office Wednesday, 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. When I finally got off at 5 in the afternoon on Wednesday, I was way too tired to do anything else. Then, slept all day until Thursday, and then Thursday evening I did Front Page to Screen like I normally do.
Yeah, like I said, it's funny how you ended up being able to do every others but ours.
Well, could we have moved the show to Thursday night?
We probably could have. Yeah, we probably could have.
Okay, well, next time I will let you know and see if we'll move the show. But I didn't want to mess up your routines because I told you in advance on that day that I wasn't going to be able to because I was working all night.
Yeah, that's fine. But
at least I gave you a heads up, right?
True. And I'm not getting upset. I didn't say this is a strike one or anything, so... It's not like I'm doing anything like that, but I just thought it was funny because I you were on all the other podcasts but ours. I just thought that was funny how it all ended up working that way.
Well, I also know that we have a set night. We record on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
You never mentioned when I said that I wouldn't be able to make it. Oh, we'll move it to the next night. And I never asked. So we're both kind of in the wrong. How's that? I never asked. You never mentioned.
True.
And I was not part of that conversation at all, so... Eh.
We forgive you on that one, too.
Yeah, you should have known, Stuart.
But I did do my homework, though, for last week, so when it comes to my turn, I'll give you my little bit of homework.
Alrighty. I guess, what have you been doing, I guess, and you've had 2 weeks?
Well, last week I did nothing because it actually did destroy my whole week going to work. And it took me all day Thursday to kind of recover. This week, though, I played a game with my friend Stuart here. And maybe Stuart can join in with me on this part of the conversation.
Absolutely.
We played that downloadable demo game called, what was it called, Stuart?
Syndicate.
And we played for what, maybe a little over an hour last night?
Yeah.
It wasn't the greatest game in the world, I thought, but it wasn't that bad. What's your take?
Well, considering this is just... It was just the co-op part of the game. And, like, there's going to be a whole single player, which is the main focus. This is just the multiplayer. It reminded me a lot of Left 4 Dead, only harder.
I would agree. It was way harder. But once we changed over and we started doing sniper rifles, I thought it got a lot easier, though, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Because it was instead of... shooting like 5 times and still not killing the guy, we're shooting once or twice and killing the guys.
And some of those bosses were really difficult, because they would start throwing out sergeants and stuff like that, and then start throwing two or three of them out at one time, and it got really hard after a while.
It did. So we were like, hey, Harold, you go up, and I'll stay back and heal you while you get shot.
And, I mean, we had a good time with it, and I think we'll try playing it again whenever we can, if they don't take it off.
Now, what type of game is this? I heard shooting and healing and...
It's a first-person shooter. From what I don't know anything about the game. This apparently is a remake from a game of the same name from the 90s. I have no idea what it is. I have not looked it up. But from what I could kind of tell from the demo, which we were given nothing, it seems to me like... maybe Matrix mixed with a little, crap, what's the name of that game? Human Revolution, whatever. Deus Ex, thank you. Mixed with that. Because it seemed like, because you could, like, the enemies would throw grenades, and you could hack them to make them not explode, which I thought was useful.
Yeah, because you saved my life a couple times with that.
Yeah, I got actually pretty good at that.
Okay, now is this like a downloadable game, or is it going to be a game that comes out
retail? It's going to be a full retail game. Okay. This is just the co-op demo.
Yeah, I would have joined you guys, but I was horribly, horribly sick, and I wasn't on Twitter or nothing, and Stuart thought I was dead, because I didn't
well, yeah,
I didn't tweet
you
the whole day.
You were not on Twitter for an entire day. I got worried.
So maybe we can all try this out later this week.
Yeah, well, because it was originally suggested for four people, and it didn't change difficulty at all when it was just two. So I'm guessing with three, it'll be a little bit easier.
It should be a lot easier with three, because, I mean, we were getting our butts handed to us for a while with just the two of us.
Yeah.
And that one where we had to open up the garage and go through the garage, that was the level we just kept dying and dying and dying and dying.
Yeah, because as soon as they would open the door, all of a sudden a sergeant would run in at us and also throw a grenade, and then we'd die.
And you'd get swarms of enemies coming at one time also, and it was like, God, can't you just give us a break for a minute here? We're trying to do something.
There was nowhere to hide.
And then there was some of these turrets that had lasers, and if you got in front of them, they would just, boom, they'd hit you.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. I'll definitely download it so we can all jump on it later.
It seems like a very fun game. We were saying last night, I don't think we're going to pick this up at launch, but at least pick it up at one point.
I would concur. I'm not going to pick it up at $60, but when it hits the bargain bin, definitely something worth picking up, because I can see we could have a lot of fun with it. Which, by the way, I picked up Battlefield 3 today out of the bargain bin.
I'm kind of surprised about that. That it was in the bargain bin.
I got it at the GameStop for $30.
I was looking online for a coworker, and it was still $60 online.
Nope, I got it for $30, and I didn't use a coupon.
Okay.
So I was quite happy today. And that's about all I've done video game-wise this week.
Okay.
Stuart?
Harold, have you forgotten our format of the show already? What you've done, like movie, TV, games, all that fun stuff.
Well, the other things I did is I watched that really crappy anime crap that we watched, and I didn't really enjoy that anime movie that we were watching. The one that Stuart picked out for last week.
Oh, you didn't enjoy it?
I did not enjoy that. The big-eyed people kind of, they've just freaked me out. I don't enjoy it that much.
Nah.
And, well, of course, I watched the Tokyo movie. And
we'll be talking about that later.
Yeah, I watched Tokyo. I watched another really crappy movie, which was called Zombie Farm. It's basically a Mexican take on zombies. And it was different. How's that? And the other thing I did this week is I watched the Super Bowl.
Ah.
Oh, you did.
I think I've heard about that. I think I've heard about the Super Bowl. I think a couple people, a couple other people were watching that, if I'm not mistaken.
Not many.
Well, I watched the Super Bowl, and I did enjoy Tom Brady getting his butt beat in the
game. By a Manning again.
You know, that actually did make me quite happy. I was enjoying that. I went to the movies also this week. I took an evening and went to the movies, and I saw The Woman in Black, and that has got Harry Potter in it.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's the Harry Potter movie, or the movie with Harry Potter.
It's the movie with Harry Potter.
He's Harry Potter. Come on now.
And this is all I'm going to say about that. Harry Potter needs to choose better roles, because that movie plain out sucked. Wow. That movie was plain bad, and I mean really, really, really bad.
What was it about?
It's about this guy who has to go to this house that where this woman's just died or whatever, and he has to close the estate out, right? But while they're there, there's a superstition about the house that, you know, the lady, because she lost her kid in the bog, would go and, if you saw her, she went and killed the kids of everybody else around in this village. And everybody's superstitious of this lady. And his whole thing was to stop. Well, his whole thing was to go there and do that, but then he decides he wants to stop the lady. So he reunites the kid and the woman, but then the woman still ends up killing him in the end with his kid, and then they get to be reunited with his dead wife. And
you
I
lost
know
me.
For a fact, trust me, I lost me in the movie. Because I can only tell you the little bits that I can remember, and I remember falling asleep in the movie.
Ooh, that's not good at all.
Wow.
I fell asleep like twice in the movie because my girlfriend like elbowed me in my chest and says, "You're sleeping." And I'm like, "No, I'm not." She goes, "Yes, you are." And I'm like, "No, I'm not. I was just resting my eyes." But it was a very dark, very slow, very, very – it was very boring. It's not worth it at all.
Alrighty. I'll definitely avoid that movie.
Yeah, it ain't even worth watching on DVD.
Ooh, that's saying something.
Yeah, it was that bad. And that's about it. I mean, besides going to a Filipino party the other night.
Oh,
you can see all my pictures of the Filipino party on Facebook.
Alrighty. Stuart, what's been up with you?
Let's see. I played the Syndicate with Harold. I was going to try playing Gotham City Impostors last night, but for some strange reason, it wouldn't let me download it until today. But I still haven't gotten a chance to play it yet.
Did you buy it or did you?
I got the trial.
Okay, because I have that game.
Because it's a arcade game. You trials.
No, I tried it. I liked it, and I got it.
It looks very interesting. I think the most interesting part about it is that you can spend $220 up front on all the DLC.
That's stupid.
There is so much DLC that if you buy all of it, you would spend $220 on it.
That seems ridiculous.
And it's all costume stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, definitely look forward to hearing what you think of it. Like I said last week, I was looking forward to hearing what you think of it, but
yeah, I didn't get a chance to play it. But what I actually did go to the movies as well. It's the first time in a long time I've actually been to the movies.
Oh, what'd you see, sir?
I saw Chronicle.
That's the one with the people who turn – the kids who turn into superheroes, right?
Kind of. They get superpowers.
How was it?
It was very good.
Okay.
Because it was – it's also one of those movies that's done from a handheld camera from that one of the actors is holding, which – I love those movies.
Depends if they're done right, but yeah.
And this was done right.
Was it better than Blair Witch Project?
Yes. Because, the kids find something. It never really explains what they find, but it gives them basically telekinesis. That's what their superpower is.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have telekinesis, and one guy gets very good at using it, he uses it to move the camera around. which it kind of explains why you sometimes get crane shots and flyovers.
But it's not 100% shaky cam.
No. Well, it's actually done from every single camera in the film. So there's actually another person with a camera as well who's kind of just there. And there's a couple of surveillance cameras that you see from and cell phone cameras.
Whoa, what was that?
My dog knocked something over. Sorry about that. I'll cut that out.
Okay.
Go on.
But yeah, it was a very good movie. I really enjoyed it.
Alrighty. Awesome. It looked interesting. I honestly thought it could go either way, the way it looked.
Yeah, I was a little shaky about the camera thing because I can't handle too much shaky camera, but I wanted to see it. But if you're saying it isn't that bad, then I might have to go see that too.
No, because the camera really doesn't shake because it's floating, or quote-unquote floating.
Okay. Okay, quick. Well, you got anything, Will? Because I want to ask you a question real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
While you were there, did you see the trailer for Ghost Rider?
No, I did not.
You didn't get to see the trailer?
No.
Oh, man.
Is it any different than the other trailers that have shown?
I don't know if you guys seen the trailers for it, but it looked really good.
It has looked pretty good, except I've seen one trailer where at the end he, like, pisses fire, and that's when I was like, really? I was all excited until I saw that part, which just makes me a little worried. But everything else I've seen looks pretty good. I mean, I liked the last Ghost Rider for what it was. I mean,
I did too.
No, it was pretty good, the last one. I mean, I could handle if the pissing fire was just meant to be like a joke in a trailer, because sometimes they do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
But this one really looked good with like all the motorcycle stunts and stuff that they were doing. It really looked good.
Yeah, that's one I'm probably going to end up seeing in the theaters. There's certain movies I go with my dad and we see together, and that's one of the. I mean, we saw the first Ghost Rider together, and that's just one of the types of movies we go and, you know, that we bond, I guess, and see together. So I'm probably going to end up doing that.
See, that's cool.
Yeah, so, but yeah, it looks really good. Anything else, Stuart, though?
I watched a couple commercials over the weekend, but the Super Bowl kept interrupting them.
Okay.
I do want to talk about a couple of them, though.
Go ahead.
Did you guys see the Battleship trailer?
No. Looks.
I've only seen parts of it, but it didn't look really great.
I'll just say this. I hate it when the other player calls on alien balls to drop down on my ships. I just hate that part of the game.
Yeah. I don't really think anyone's expecting that to be anything spectacular. It makes you really think that Hollywood definitely has run out of ideas when they're trying to make a alien movie and use the name of a board game. I mean,
well, here's how they could have done that movie right. Even before I've seen it, I know it's wrong.
Not called it Battleship and said okay. It's based off the game.
Well, no, if you're going to call it Battleship. At the beginning of one of the trailers, it says that these battleships are going to play some war games. Leave it at that. Do the war games. That would be better.
True.
Kind of like Top Gun, only with ships.
Or you could make
I would be in for that.
That would still kind of seem boring, though. I mean,
I've got an idea. You could have the Russian president's kid and the American president's kid, and they think they're playing a game of Battleship on like the whatever computer that's like in the Pentagon and stuff, and they're actually controlling real battleships.
That computer, Josh.
Basically, Joshua? Yeah. Why not?
I don't know either. I honestly don't see how you could make a Battleship movie that we would actually say that was really good. I really don't. I mean,
well, Top Guns with battleships is awesome. Mainly because I'm a huge Top Gun fan, but
yeah, but Top Gun is great because it's airplanes, you know, that can go really fast, and battleships
can't really
go super fast. I mean, normally because they're huge, huge, huge ships.
They go fast, they just can't turn fast.
Yeah. But I mean, this might be entertaining. It really might. But the whole thing of it being based off the board game is what makes it the dumbest thing ever. If it was just a aliens versus, you know, I guess these sailors or whatever and a battleship, that might be, you know, that could be interesting.
No.
But because it's based off a board game that has no story to it whatsoever.
The movie has no story to it whatsoever.
Well, the entire story is in the trailers.
Well, it really is. I don't think I'll be going to watch it.
Oh, definitely not.
Did Steven Spielberg produce it?
I think it's Michael Bay.
Oh, so at least we know something's going to get blown up.
When it came on, my mom said, "Oh, is this another Transformers movie?" Because it looked like, if until Battleship appeared, I would have thought, yeah, it's a Transformers movie. They're making another one. Because it looked a lot like Transformers.
You said Michael Bay is what?
He's involved with this movie, I think.
The director is Peter Berg. I don't know.
Okay, well, it said from the makers of Transformers.
That could be it. Let's see.
Okay, it's a Michael Bay-esque movie.
Yeah.
So they're ripping off Michael Bay trying to blow shit up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
I still don't think I'm going to watch it.
Peter Berg. Apparently this dude is some actor, like, not a big actor, even. And he has no, like, the director looks like he has no nothing, you know, to make us think, oh, well, it's this dude who's done this. I'm looking at it on IMDb.
It was the doctor in Hancock.
Yeah. And he hasn't really directed anything or acted in anything, you know, anything major or... So that reassures me that it will be probably lame.
Well, he was the director for Hancock.
No, he wasn't.
And Friday Night Lights. Yeah, it was. Peter Berg.
Oh, yep. There we go. Hancock. Yeah. I don't know.
Friday Night Lights wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I don't know about Friday Night Lights. That I haven't seen that. I saw it's on Netflix now.
It's good.
I don't know.
Well, hold on. Did he do the TV series or the movie? Because the movie wasn't bad.
Both, I think. Well, he's been in the TV series, it says, but it just says Friday Night Lights, so I'm assuming it's the movie.
He's done the pilot in one episode he's directed, so he's only directed two episodes of the TV series.
So he did direct the movie.
No, the movie was pretty good.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It's a Michael Bay-esque movie.
Yeah, so... this will be a Netflix, you know, instant watch. I'll watch it when it's on Netflix instant watch.
Yeah.
Because it may be, you know, the special effects may be really cool. It may just be one of those, you know, it's on Netflix, turn off your brain, watch. But we're spending too much time talking about this, so.
We are.
Yeah. Anything else, Stuart?
Harold, did you watch the halftime show?
No. Actually, at that time of the game, I was out trying to get my alcohol on because the whole game was actually really good up until that point.
Yeah.
But I heard that MIA gave the finger to Madonna.
No, she gave it to the camera.
Oh, to the camera? Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is, they made such a big fucking deal about it. Which I don't understand. It's the finger. That's it.
Well, plus she's from England, you know? Yeah, the finger's not that offensive there.
But it's in the United States, and it's on network television.
They show the finger on network television.
I don't know. I've even seen it on
NBC.
I don't know. It's a big thing. I mean, it's like, I guess I've never seen the finger on network television, but...
No, I have.
But
come on, that's just her publicity stunt to get attention.
Yeah,
I mean, it got her name back into the spotlight for a couple days.
It was funny. My boss said, "Oh yeah, she's some big gangster rapper or whatever." I started laughing.
Honestly, haven't they? I mean, what are they known for? They're known for that one song that's like on Pineapple Express.
I have no idea.
She's only known for
that Paper Plane song that's on Paper Pineapple Plane Express. Song.
I have no idea. Not a clue.
You've never seen Pineapple Express, Stuart?
Nope.
Oh my God.
Didn't it look interesting?
It is a hilarious movie, Stuart. You seriously need to. Wow. It's a funny movie. It truly is.
I don't know. I'm questioning your choice in funny movies lately. But that's for later talk.
Says the one who picks stupid anime, as Harold said.
He said, okay, he told me last night he liked it, just not the actual
animation. The story wasn't bad, actually. The story was not bad. I mean, it was kind of funny watching a dude get beat up by girls, you know, or everybody who walked by. I mean, it's just that animation. I can't handle that animation. I don't like it.
Well, that's like half of every anime is some guy getting beat up by girls a lot. That pretty much is.
Yeah, it is. But it's funny though. Anyway, I don't like Madonna, but I don't think she did a bad job. I think she did a lot better than Black Eyed Peas, and I'd much sooner listen to Black Eyed Peas than I would Madonna. But
Black Eyed Peas.
She did way better than Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, and she could move. I was surprised.
Yeah, she getting up there too. She what? 40?
I know.
How old is Madonna? Let me look that up.
She's 50 something.
Yeah, she's in her 50s. But like when they were playing the, let's see if I can say this, the name of the LMFAO song, and she was doing the dance. I was surprised.
53. Wow.
Told you. She's an old bird.
Plastic surgery.
Well,
I guess she could still move, but that's really all I want to talk about Madonna.
Alrighty.
Well, you gotta remember, she's still like a virgin, though. Did she kiss anybody this time?
No.
Oh, darn it.
But here's the thing. She was so self-conscious about not showing anything.
Oh, of course. Look at the whole Janet Jackson thing. They were fined and...
Here's the thing. If Madonna wanted you to see anything, she would have done it a long time ago. And what she wants you to see is already out there.
Yeah, she did Playboy a long time ago.
Did she?
Yeah, I think she did. Go check it out. She did happen.
I'll pass.
Well, you got to remember now, for me, Madonna was a growing up icon. I mean, she was the shit back when I was growing up.
Okay. But yeah, it was interesting, I should say. Let's see, what else have I done? Watched more anime. Nothing really of note. That's really been about it.
Alrighty, I guess for me, let's see. Surprise, surprise. I've been playing not as much, but I've been slowing it down. Of the Old Republic, I reached level 50, which is the cap, and I'm at the point.
Now what?
I'm at the point. I'm still in the story. I'm at the last part of the story, and I can't beat the main boss, the end boss, or I think I'm pretty sure he's the end boss, which I know it's not really a spoiler. It's, you know, Darth Barris.
I've heard he's hard.
Yeah, it's crazy because I'll have 75% health and then he'll do something and it'll kill me. Like, I don't know if that's a glitch or, but it's pretty insane. And I was able to kill him the first time. It's one of those stupid fights where you get him down and then you have to do it again. And which,
yeah, I just did my first one of those this weekend.
Oh, did you fight?
I was pissed.
Did you fight the other apprentice or?
Yeah, I fought what's his face?
Lord Drog
is the Noman Carr.
Oh, Noman Carr. Oh, wow, you're wow.
Got Jaysa. I just met my future wife.
You're far back, but wow.
And I will say this, I've already had flirting sessions with her right off the bat.
Great. Good. I'm happy for you. I mean, you're just jealous. I'm not jealous. I mean, it's coming in a patch. I mean, but it's a video game, Stuart. Calm down a little. You get a little too excited. Wow. You get a little too excited, but... Anyways,
did you just say it's only a video game?
Yeah.
Are you not feeling it, or are you not feeling okay?
Well, if you're going to focus any kind of attention on a female, let it be a real female. Come on now.
Well, I'll doubt that. I definitely agree with you. I would definitely.
But you know what? Come on. If I had one in my life, I totally would.
What about that supermodel, huh? You were supposed to be dating her now, right?
Yeah, last week, I never said dating someone.
No. I haven't dated anybody in 3 fucking years. Oh, I made myself sad.
Wow.
Now, whose fault is that?
That's definitely mine.
Because you know there's eHarmony.com and there's Yahoo, whatever.com.
I've actually done
No way.
Yes, I have.
And what did you find on eHarmony? Please, I'm not joking. I actually did go on one date
from eHarmony.
And what happened, if you don't mind sharing?
We went to go see Blindside.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out to Steak and Shake.
I like Steak and Shake.
I used to work there.
Was that when you were working there?
No.
Okay. I was about to say.
This was before. This was before. And we never spoke again.
Mm-hmm. And you did. And
what did you do to gross her out?
I didn't. We just didn't have enough in common.
And,
hold on.
Let me say something, Harold. Let me say something. Didn't you do this during one of their free weekends?
I did.
So you got the desperate people who were like who weren't even willing enough to pay, who were just waiting and waiting for a free weekend. So
at the time, I don't know if it's still this price, but it was $50 a month.
What?
Yeah.
Well, if it's supposed to be so great, then wouldn't you just find your, you know, $50 one for 1 month, and then you'd find your soulmate according to the commercials?
In little asterisks or whatever, it says might take, you know, could take up to a year.
I understand that, but I thought this eHarmony thing was supposed to be like so good at matching people. Did one of you two lied on your eHarmony test?
No, like we did talk the entire time,
mm-hmm.
but we were also just so different.
Did she have like one leg and?
No, she was all right, and we're still friends on Facebook, but that's about it.
You just didn't click. That's
yeah.
Fine.
We just didn't click.
You didn't click. Hmm. So both of you getting free trials just didn't click.
Yeah, and I did also try Match.com at one time. This was soon after I broke up with my ex and found my ex on there. It matched me with my ex. And it said that she signed up when we were still dating.
Now, see, don't that make you feel like crap?
Fuck you.
That makes you feel bad.
That did. I felt horrible and never went to Match.com again because it matched me back up with her.
Well, so, I don't know what's up with Match.com. There's some weird stuff with Match.com because I get all kinds of spam about Match.com, and I've never signed up. I've never even gone to Match.com, and I get, you know, oh, you're compatible with this person, and I'm like, I've never even signed up for it. Of course this is spam, so I, you know, just from that alone, I'm thinking, no.
How old are you, Stuart, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 24.
Are you a friend of mine on Facebook?
I don't know. I rarely use Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all about the Twitter.
Well, no, I was going to talk to you about something after the show.
Trying to hook me up?
Yes, actually I am.
All right.
Okay.
All righty. Well, anyways, what else have I been doing?
Not playing Myrtle the Matchmaker like I am, right?
No. Let's see. UFC fight. My dad and I were watching the preliminaries on, what was it? FX. It was on FX this week. Free fights, and we were that was just going to be it. We were just going to watch that, and you know, nothing else, and just not pay for the, you know, the pay-per-view fight. And he got too excited watching it, and decided, you know, how much is it? Okay, we're gonna get it. So ended up getting the pay per view, and it was really good. And that I know if anyone's a UFC fan and they've seen the commercials or previews for the UFC 143 Nick Diaz versus Carlos Condit, they know they've been promoting that like crazy. And it was good. And Carlos Condit won, and he's gonna be fighting George St. Pierre whenever he gets, you know, back to his recovers to be the middleweight championship or champion, you know, having the title. And I definitely gotta say that it lasted the full five rounds, and it was very interesting. And I just have to say that Nick Diaz is a big fucking baby.
For real?
Because they interviewed him when he, after he won, or after he, you know, or after he lost, and he was saying, "Man, I'm fucking tired of this shit. I should have won. I was chasing him the whole round," which that's true. Nick Diaz was trying to trap Carlos Condit, you know,
One guy in his underwear was chasing another guy around in his underwear.
It's not like that, Stuart. And he was trying to trap him and putting him in traps, but Carlos Condit was he was avoiding them, and he was you know, dodging, and he had a lot. He trains like what was it, 5,000 feet, you know, above sea level. I think I want to say like in Utah or something. So he's used to, you know, not having a lot of air. So when he was fighting, that basically meant he could do cardio. You know, he was really good at cardio, and he was dodging. He kept hitting, and it was an interesting fight. People say boxing is so technical. This fight was very technical. But yeah.
See, I like that. So he won by submission then, right?
No. It was decision. End of five rounds, he won by decision.
Okay.
By the judges.
But it was the judges scored it fair then, right?
Yeah, I mean, they did. They scored
it. He's just being a crybaby.
Yeah, Nick Diaz is just being a crybaby. And everyone knew Carlos Condit had won even before the judges, because he kept changing his strategy, and you know, to match Nick Diaz's, because Nick Diaz kept trying to push him or trying to trap him, you know, against the octagon cage, and you know, Carlos Condit kept I guess not running, but you know, like getting out of it. And
okay.
I mean, he's definitely the better fighter. He definitely was. And I didn't really have a dog in the fight. So if people are thinking I'm a big Carlos Condit fan, I'm not. I'm just saying I think he was the better fighter. And after hearing Nick Diaz say, you know, this is fucking, you know, this is bullshit, this is shit, I'm done with this shit, I'm retiring, I don't need this shit, and all this and that. I mean, he was acting like a baby. It was pretty bad, and he kept doing some weird like taunting and trash talking like when they were actually fighting, and I didn't like that. I was thinking that's really bad. That's very immature.
Yeah, that sucks.
So it you know, the better fighter won, and I love how I think who was it what Dana White, he said about the whole Nick Diaz retiring. He was saying, "I don't think he's going to retire. I think he was upset and believed he truly won, but I don't think he's going to retire." And if you read between the lines, that basically means Dana White saying, "You look, he's under a contract. He ain't retiring. He ain't leaving till I say he leaves." Because Dana
Which
White,
is good for him.
Dana White runs UFC with like an iron, you know, fist. Because he like. He controls that. If there's a weakness, he nips it in the bud, and it's that he's the reason why it's, you know, it's as good as it is. because he controls it and he makes sure all the weaknesses are, taken care of. But yeah, so that it was a very good fight. There were some other there was a lot of good fights for that event. But so I'm definitely glad I ended up watching that, ended up getting that. What else did I do? Played the game we're going to be talking about in the bonus episode, which will be on the Android app for, if it's going to be a week or 2 weeks in advance on the app. I don't know. I haven't decided, but it'll be on the app, sometime this week, timed exclusive. So, and let's see, that's about it. Not too much. Not much has really been on, like, TV and stuff like that. It's new stuff's coming up, though. Like, Walking Dead's about to return pretty quickly.
Walking Dead is on Sunday.
Yeah, so.
Did you guys watch the premiere for River?
No.
No, but I heard a coworker talking about it. I was actually going to suggest that for next week.
Yeah, because I downloaded it, and I've got it, and it's just I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it was really, really good.
I've never heard of this.
It's on Hulu. The first two episodes are on Hulu.
Okay.
It premiered last night.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an ABC show. Was it the creators of Lost again, or no?
I don't know.
But yeah, that I can't tell you. I don't know if it was the creators of Lost that did it. But it was on, and it's supposed to be really, really good. It's supposed to be. I was gonna watch it, I just haven't had time.
Yeah, but a lot of stuff's about to start back up again, so I'm gonna be happy about that. I guess we can. Well, real quick, I want to say this show is sponsored by Audible, audible.com. And you can get a free, you can get a free audiobook download by going to audible.com/geeksftw. There's over 100,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to it on your iPhone, Android, I guess there are certain Kindles, any MP3 player, computer, whatever. There's like so many, there's so many different devices. It's on everything. Audible, it's just like the Kindle app. It's on everything. And 14-day free trial by going to audibletrial.com/geeksftw, and that helps us out. That definitely would help us out. So, what I'm planning on doing, and I'm not sure if Stuart, you listen to a lot of audiobooks, don't you?
Uh-huh, from Audible.
And I'm going to be doing the same, and I figured maybe we could do reviews on the site about the books we listen to.
Okay.
I figured that'd be a good idea, and it would more content for the site and give people an idea of what the audiobooks are about, and cuz I know you have trouble, describing audiobooks on the spot, so
I do.
I'm sure it would be easier to have time to prepare,
Oh yeah, if I can write some of it down, it'd be gold.
Awesome.
But so. Harold, on your last episode of the zombie cast, somebody recommended Star Wars Blood Harvest.
Yeah, Jimmy recommended it in an email.
Yes, and I have listened to that book in an audio on from Audible, and there are sound effects with it. It is fucking creepy.
No way.
You can hear like all the zombies scream and all that. Oh,
see, that would be cool.
Yeah.
And actually every single Star Wars audiobook that I've listened to does have sound effects with it.
Yeah.
The Star Wars audiobooks are probably the highest quality books that I've actually listened to.
Well, have you ever listened to any of the Torchwood ones?
No. Oh, I take that back. The Doctor Who ones are also really good.
Yeah, the Torchwood.
They're also really high.
The Torchwood ones are like actual episodes. Like they have the actual characters talking, when they're supposed to talk. It's not just, one person reading and doing voices for all. It's like a Torchwood radio play, kind of.
That's cool.
So those are pretty good, and the Doctor Who ones are definitely good. I'm looking through and trying to find one that I've listened to already so I can do reviews and recommend on this show, because there's a lot.
Do they have World War Z?
They do.
Yes.
It is actually on my wish list.
And World War Z is a really good, really good audiobook. Like,
it's read by the author.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Unlike the...
Well, you already know they're making a movie, right?
Yeah, I think it's Brad Pitt's studio company is doing it.
Yeah.
Unless it's changed hands. I have...
I know Brad Pitt's involved. I don't know.
Yeah, but World War Z is definitely, definitely good. Is definitely one that any zombie fan should listen to, as well as the Zombie Survival Guide. But Zombie Survival Guide is one you can't really listen to, because the book is a lot better, because there's certain visual things in the book, but all done by Max Brooks, who's just perfected the way zombies are. So it's definitely good stuff. I guess we can move on to what your topic, Stuart. I heard about this on a couple of different podcasts.
Yeah, this is weird. Back in, it was really between January and February. A Taiwanese man died in an internet cafe, but nobody noticed for 9 hours.
That sounds bad, but if you think about it, a lot of people just don't really worry about other people. So, I mean, a lot of people just focus on them, and as long as, you know, I mean, there's been times I've seen people, you know, I guess maybe in public, they're just that they have fallen asleep or whatever, and I've never checked on them to make sure they're, because I would never think, oh, the man, that person's dead. No, I just thought, you know, that dude just fell asleep in public. Weird.
Well, if you watch the video, which someone redid it, redid the scene in animation form, and then interlaced actual video clips of the dead guy. Like, his arms are outstretched towards the computer and hanging in the air. It is quite clear he is not asleep. Like, it looks like he's frozen, because I guess he has rigor mortis.
I don't know.
That was kind of funny. He's frozen in that chair.
I don't know. I didn't look at the video because I don't want to see a dead dude. I don't want to see a video about a dead dude. I don't.
But see, okay, I used to collect dead bodies back in the day, and you know what? The thing is that
dead body clarify for like your job someone collects Beanie Babies. I mean, that could be taken totally wrong.
I used to work for Levitt Weinstein, which is the big funeral company.
Okay. Home, okay.
And I used to have to go collect bodies at night.
Okay.
I did body removals.
Okay, I just wanted that to be out there, because I didn't want people thinking you're some creepy, you know, creepy dude collecting bodies like they're Beanie Babies.
It puts lotion on the skin, or else it gets the hose again.
Yeah, you put the lotion on the skin, yeah. But they have this, I mean, because a lot of times when the body, like right after the body passes, it will start excreting stuff. Because once the muscles no longer are getting oxygen, they die. And when certain muscles then die, like the colon muscle and stuff like that, all the excrements start excreting out.
Gross.
If you know what I mean. It can be very gross at times, yes.
Alrighty. But yeah, I definitely heard about this, and I was like, that. My first reaction was like, well, that's crazy. I can't believe nobody. And then I'm thinking, well, after thinking about it,
he was in the corner all by himself.
Yeah, see, that you know, people, the world's a lot different than it used to be. People, when they go out, they don't really focus on other people. They just care about themselves. And we've become a very selfish, self-centered world, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I guess, but he was not playing an MMO of any kind before. You know, he was not playing World of Warcraft. He wasn't playing, I don't know, whatever. But he was playing League of Legends. Just to clarify.
Oh, so he was playing a game.
He was, yes.
Ah.
It's kind of sad, though, that, you know, still nobody could care enough to check on this guy, even if he was there for hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the people who are at the cafe, they're busy working, I assume, and the people who go there, they're not, I'm sure there wasn't other people there for 9 hours to notice, oh, that guy hasn't moved in 5 hours.
Well, he walked in January 31st. He wasn't discovered until February 1st. So he was there all night long.
So this was a 24-hour cafe?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. And this is in Taiwan, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't know.
At least it was a Taiwanese man.
Yeah, so we have no idea how things are over there. And as far as I know, we don't have any Taiwanese listeners. So we can't even... I don't know, so... Because I know it's different. It's probably way... Things are probably way different over there, so... this story could be even worse because of it, or, you know, more understandable. I don't know. But anyways, Harold, you said you didn't want us to go over this news story? We could skip it?
No, we don't have to, because we got... Yeah, we could skip it.
Alrighty. I guess we can jump into I Recommend, which... This week was my pick, and I picked a movie on Netflix called Tokyo Zombie. It is a foreign film. It has voiceover in English, and it's definitely a B-rated movie, for sure. I was introduced to this movie by a friend. Let's see, about 3 years ago.
Must have been a friend who didn't like you.
No, hush, Stuart, hush, because hush. Anyways, about three years ago, and I fell in love with this movie. Basically, it's two guys who, well, it's in Tokyo, and there's like this Black Fiji Mountain or whatever, and one guy accidentally kills like, I guess, their boss or something like that, and they end up taking him to the mountain, and you see, like...
Well, hold on. They didn't... It wasn't you like, oh, no, we just killed the guy. It was, oh, no, we killed the dude. You idiot.
That's what made it so funny. That's what made it so great was the... But anyways, so they take him...
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Who picked this movie again?
I did.
You dumbass.
funny. Anyways... They go to the mountain, and everybody is like burying other stuff and getting rid of stuff, like
other bodies,
even live bodies, people who are living. There was a couple who they were burying the dude's mother, and she was like, she and the I guess the wife or the girlfriend or whatever was holding sex from him, so. I thought that was funny. And then we see one of the main characters, old teacher, like bringing a body of like a young boy or whatever, and pedophile, of course. And we see the one of the main characters beat the living crap out of him, and basically zombies end up happening because of that, and they. Well, characters.
We should describe what this Black Mount Fuji is. It's actually a dump site where everybody throws everything away there.
Well, yeah,
cars, washing machine,
toxic waste,
like every dump site, people just throw.
I don't know. You don't usually throw cars away in a dump site. That's usually a car junkyard.
Well, true, but it's. In Tokyo, so who knows?
In the middle of Tokyo.
Yeah. But basically, real quick to sum it up, one of the guys gets bit, and he ends up sacrificing, and then we go to five years later.
I want to describe how his reaction is when he gets bit. Oh, I've been bit. What's wrong with you? I've been bit.
Well, I mean,
you do that very well, you know.
What do you expect? Do you expect him to yell and freak out? Oh my god! Oh my god! You know, I mean, maybe we would, but I don't know.
Yes.
Freaking out is not gonna be.
I was expecting overreactions and expressive movements, but no, it was the exact opposite.
That's what makes it so great. But anyways, we did 5 years later, I guess the Tokyo died, they said. There's a
and those are the words too.
There's a society where the rich have, like, you know, there's walls and the rich are safe and everyone else is a slave, and since there's no TV and whatnot, they have zombie fighting, and one of the other main character, he becomes a zombie fighter and a bunch of crazy stuff. We know how you feel about this, Stuart, but Harold, how do you feel about this? Do you agree with Stuart or?
You dumbass.
We know you love that clip. We know you love that part of the movie, but what about the rest of the movie?
Actually, I got to say this. It was not a high budget movie. So if you're looking for the special effects and all that, it's not there. Which, once again, if you've listened to the ZombieCast, I will say I actually like movies that are the lower budget without the special effects.
And it's not trying to do special effects either. That's this. So
it's not trying to. It's something that I was able to put on, and I was actually even able to put it on in the background and do a couple other little things when I wanted to and still be able to keep up with the movie, because it was a slapstick, funny kind of zombie movie. And I mean, come on. As I said, my favorite part of it was when the girl got on the bridge and sitting there going, you know, and every time she would talk to her boyfriend, because they became boyfriend and girlfriend afterward, right?
Oh yeah, they had a kid, so I guess, you know.
Yeah, they, and every time she'd just call him a dumbass, and I'm like, that's funny, you know. And then he'd slap her in the head, and
yeah,
she'd fall on the ground, and
yeah, I think the funniest part of the movie, I do think that is funny, but I think the funniest part of the movie is when we see the other guy come back as a zombie, and then we see that the person who bit him had dentures, so he really wasn't a zombie, and he thought he was a zombie.
Just like that, he thought he had cancer when actually he had gas.
That was the best part of the whole movie, too. He gets up in front of the school. I sing because I can't tell you. I've got stomach cancer.
Oh, definitely. I mean, for what this movie is, I think it's fantastic. I know, well, Stuart.
Okay, you're actually making it funnier than it actually is. But here's the thing.
How are we making it funnier? We're talking about parts of the movie.
Yes.
That actually happened.
The whole thing that I'm making fun of, that they do through the entire movie, was fun for the first 10 minutes. And then it kept going.
But, okay, Stuart, you got to just admit one thing. It was stupid funny. And, I mean, there was just enough stupid funny in it that it made it where you could chuckle every once in a while. I mean,
you've got to give up, Harold. And Stuart's stubborn. When he doesn't like anything, he doesn't even.
I did chuckle at a couple parts, but I still, you know, when you're watching Netflix on your Xbox, you know, you can rate it and it tells you what each star means. I gave it one star. I hated it.
Well, I mean, that's cool. I mean, because if I did not like zombie movies, or if I didn't think this was kind of dumb funny, I would have probably given it the same thing. But this is just dumb funny. I mean, you got to be really open with it. You can't sit there and give this one of those things that it's going to get an Oscar or anything like that, because this is not an Oscar type movie.
I was expecting dumb funny. I really was. But
you also got to remember, this is also Oriental dumb funny, and this is how they do their funny. I mean, Oriental people.
I guess some of their movies are not funny. The cultural barrier.
Asian people, Oriental. I've learned Oriental is not the word you use. Oriental, they describe the Asians.
I think he has a right to say.
They describe Orientals things as actual items, like an Oriental rug. They don't describe their people. I was told this by someone who was offended about this. So every time I hear people refer to other people as Oriental, I just think, well, they're not a rug. So
Well, they're worse.
Well, then I stand corrected. So, I will say Asian, but I think that because we don't understand the culture of most Asians, that this was funny because my girlfriend being Asian, she was laughing at the movie and she thought it was kind of funny. I mean, and I heard her record this.
Yeah, so. I thought it was funny. I mean, I'm not saying it's the best movie ever. I'm not saying it's Oscar worthy. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying for what it is, it does it well. I really like it. It's one of my favorite movies because the way it is and the way what it does and what it tries to do and the fact that it doesn't have all kinds of special effects and the zombies aren't super crazy fast or super whatever. They're just, they're just animated, animated dead people who move very slow. And I mean, I think
they were dumb for zombies.
Well, zombies aren't supposed to be smart. That's the thing.
They can at least grab. These ones couldn't. These couldn't even grab.
I think it portrayed
zombies. That one could fight.
Yeah, but that was crazy. But I think for the most part, the average zombies in this movie, I think they portrayed it pretty well, the way a zombie should be.
I think zombies should be able to grab. That's one thing.
Well, some of them did grab.
I don't know. I liked it.
Like the one who bit the one with the dentures who bit the bald guy.
If you look at the very first zombie, well, not really the first one, but the first one that those guys encountered was their old boss. The dude held the dude's head, and his arms were touching his arms, but he wasn't doing anything with his arms. He didn't grab him or anything.
But the boss guy was supposed to be kind of an idiot anyways, wasn't he?
Yeah, pretty much.
Then there was a dude that they hit with the truck.
Okay, but what I've noticed in this particular movie is that you were in the real life, you kind of came back as the zombie and you were kind of the same way, which was also something different that I've not seen before.
Yeah, so I don't know. I enjoyed it, and I figured since Harold is on a big zombie kick, since he's now doing a zombie podcast and I wanted to talk about zombies, I figured it would be a good choice, or at least for my pick. And I pretty much knew Stuart would not like it, but I figured.
Okay, I'll say this: the very first recommendation I ever did, you absolutely hated it, and I loved it. So,
I can't even remember what that was.
It was Darkness Rising.
Oh, I didn't hate it. I thought it was. I didn't think it was that great. I didn't think it was anything spectacular, but. It did get better. I did admit it did get better as I watched it. It was just a slow watch. I think my biggest complaint was it was slow watch. But yeah.
Okay, back to Tokyo Zombies. I want to say what these dudes said when they first saw zombies. Oh look, zombies. Sucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean it's not like they're not Americans though. You have to. Put that into consideration, Stuart.
I wanted at least emotion.
But they also had to sit there and were
emo to emos.
But you got to remember, they had to retape that whole thing. So, I mean, you had to have someone take that from Japanese because they did that whole movie in Japanese.
Their facial expression never changed either.
Well,
it was that blank look, like, sucks.
And that's why they're Japanese and not Americans. Americans, yeah, we would freak out. We would go crazy. We would, they're
Japanese. I'm actually a fan of Japanese movies. I like the Japanese movies because they overact. And I love that. This was underacting.
Yeah, but this was low budget, too.
Yeah, I mean, this was.
Does emotions cost money?
This was low budget.
I mean, they
that's the argument you're making. Emotions cost money.
I'm just saying it was a low-budget movie.
And this is the way they wanted to make the movie. They made the movie the way they wanted to make it,
I understand that. I do. And, I understand
and
it.
We know.
And I do understand how you can find it funny. I just didn't.
But you know what? That's what's great about America. We all have a difference of opinion.
Yeah, definitely. And I would say this was really kind of dry humor, I would say. More of anything, so which is weird because you love British things, Stuart.
I do. So, and that's all the kind of humor I have is dry.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm glad Harold liked it. I figured he would.
It will actually be one that we will probably talk about, because right now for the next 6 weeks, because Walking Dead is back on, movies are over for us right now. But it will definitely be one of the ones that I'm going to have us check out when we start doing movies again.
Alrighty. And is it better than Zombie Farm?
It is way better than Zombie Farm. Zombie Farm was dumb.
Okay.
Zombie Farm was horrible pits.
Alrighty. That's good to hear.
God.
And
I mean, well, Zombie Farm had its little ups and downs, but it was more downs than ups.
Alrighty. I look forward to hearing what the others have to say about Tokyo Zombie. Anyways, this next week is what? Your pick, Harold.
It's my turn again. Wow. I'm going to pick Bitch Slap, if you guys haven't seen that already.
No. I'm looking it up. It sounds familiar. It really does.
Bitch Slap.
It's one of...
Loading.
And it's on Netflix.
It is an adventure. It's on Netflix.
I like three words have got me. Three naughty girls. You're got me.
Yeah, I have seen this one, though, but I wouldn't mind watching it again and talking about it.
Okay, yeah, I figured we'd get something a little better than we've watched the last couple weeks. Not that there was anything wrong with Tokyo Zombies. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you just want to see something, what, with nudity?
Maybe a little bit of nudity or something, you know.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
There was nudity in Iron Barrel.
Oh, come on, dude. That's creepy. That's cartoons. That's cartoons. You may be into that hentai crap, but Stuart or Harold and I aren't. We're not into cartoon porn. So, anyways. Yeah, Bitch Slap will be next week's pick.
I think that's a good one.
Oh, I'll keep my opinions for next week, but yeah.
Well, for me, it was either toss up between that or Edward Scissorhands.
Who
hasn't seen Edward Scissorhands?
I have an Edward Scissorhands poster right in front of me, honest to God.
Yeah, because I just wanted to up the stakes and do something that was a little older, but something that I knew that I've watched that was pretty good, at least that I can remember.
And everybody would like that, unless Stewart's just... I don't know.
No, I freaking love it.
Okay, good. I was about to say, we may have problems if you do not like that movie.
Oh.
So that's good. We can all agree Edward Scissorhands is a good movie.
Yeah.
Well, that cheers up the show, I would think.
Well, I love almost anything Johnny Depp does because he's one of my favorites.
Oh, definitely. And for the most part, everything he does basically is a different character. Totally different from...
I still haven't seen Sweeney Todd.
It is so good.
If that ever comes on Netflix, you got to watch it. That is awesome.
If it ever comes on Netflix, I'll make it a recommendation.
Hey, look, is it on?
I have no idea.
No, it's not. I think it might have used to... No, I don't...
It could have been... No, I think it was at one time.
Yeah, but that is a good movie.
Yes. It's the worst... what is it? The worst... Whatever, in London, the worst in London. That song she sang, remember?
Yeah.
The worst pies in London.
Yeah. It's a great movie. So if you ever have a chance, Stuart, I would definitely recommend that. But anyways.
Definitely for a musical, that was a good movie.
Yeah, definitely. Anyways, on to the geek question of the week, Stuart.
Yes,
this week. Can I answer the last question first? Would you mind?
Oh, go ahead.
Please.
Go ahead, yes.
Okay, here's my list of women that I would like to have a date with.
Pull up IMDb.
You probably won't find them on IMDb.
You never know. Okay, pull up Google.
Lee Wing, LIUWEN.
Okay, fashion model.
Huh? You ready for the next? You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
SHU. PEI.
There was a space in there.
Yeah.
Again, not bad.
And then the next one, FEI space, FEI space, sun.
I'm noticing a pattern here.
Oh, if you didn't predict this from the first one he posted, you're
very
slow.
They all had three letters in their first name and three letters in their second name. That was the pattern I was talking about. What are you talking about?
I have an honorable mention, though.
Okay.
NYASH space last name MATONHODZE.
Okay. That breaks the pattern. That breaks both patterns, actually. Okay.
Alrighty.
They were all models.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess this week's question, Stuart.
This week's question was, if you could pull a character out of fiction to live with you, who would it be?
What's your answer, Stuart?
Harold, what's your answer?
It's your question.
Okay.
Stuart.
It's your question, but I would
answers for my own questions.
Now, this is the thing. For me, honestly, if it's out of fiction, there's probably two or three people I would really like. Out of fiction, the first one I would really like to have around would be Captain Jack Sparrow, because I think getting drunk with him and hanging out would just be freaking balls funny.
But you would always be in trouble. You'd always be in some kind of trouble.
But I think it just would be freaking funny to have him around and getting drunk with all the time.
True.
The next person I would honestly love to hang around would be the Keith Ledger Joker. Just because that guy was sick. He was sick funny.
I don't know if I want to hang around with that dude.
Yeah, that may be dangerous.
Yes, it would be dangerous, but you got to admit, it would be kind of funny just the way that guy thinks. And I'll give you a third person, the guy from Fallout New Vegas.
Which guy?
The main character, dude.
Your character?
Yeah.
The one that doesn't have any lines?
The one that doesn't have any lines. But it would be fun to hang out with, like,
or
that
personality?
Guy in Fallout. Or, okay. Well, you know, something like that. You? Since I gave you three, you only have to give me one, I guess.
Yeah, just one. That's all that was needed. But for me, I would have to say Wheatley from Portal 2.
Okay.
I think I'd just be constantly laughing the entire time, because that dude's funny.
Okay.
That would be very interesting. that would be very interesting. Like, good Wheatley or like power controlled crazy Wheatley.
I see it as the same one.
I mean, would he have power, I mean, or would
the little handheld when he's in the little ball form?
Okay, so before, like, when he was actually not corrupted,
right?
Okay, yeah, that
before or after doesn't really matter.
Well, afterwards you would be having to do puzzles because, you know.
Well, no. Afterwards, he'd just be apologizing the entire time.
Well, and afterwards, he would be in space. So,
space.
Anyways, I guess for me, let's see. This is a tough question because y'all went ways. I was trying to think which smoking hot character from fiction would I want to live with me. And honestly, I would probably pick MJ from Spider-Man, because I love me.
You got that.
A sassy redhead.
Yeah, you got that redheaded thing. I noticed that last week on the show.
Yeah. Well, not only two of them were redheads. Not all of them. But yeah. So I've always loved the character of MJ.
Yeah. I don't think what's her face did a good job with her, though.
Oh, hell no.
No.
I hated her. That's why I didn't say from the movies. I said, you know, from...
I was going to say...
No. Kirsten
yes,
okay. Dunst? No.
Yes.
No.
Kirsten Dunst.
No.
Yes.
Well, she was horrible.
Her name says it all. Kirsten Dunst.
True.
Yeah. I still think Emma Stone would make a great MJ, but unfortunately, she's playing the blonde...
She's playing Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
It just makes me sad that she's gonna die.
And who will they pick for MJ when it gets there? That's the thing that makes me worried. Because Emma Stone would have made a great MJ. Because we've seen her in things where she's sassy and she has red hair. So I don't know.
I don't know. That's a very good
question.
But
when you were talking about Captain Jack Sparrow drinking, when you said to drink with, I was thinking, well, to drink with, that'd be Tony Stark.
Tony Stark would also be awesome to drink with.
And you'd be able
to hang out with.
You'd be able to drink
and hang with. Yes.
Drink expensive stuff with supermodels. So
'tis true.
True, but in Jack Sparrow's defense, he's a funny dude.
Oh, definitely. I love Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite characters ever. So that definitely a good choice. But when you were talking about drinking with, I was thinking, well, it would be either Jack Sparrow or Tony Stark. Those are the two alcoholics.
Tony Stark in the comics gets into a depression drunk.
Well, Tony Stark from the movies.
Okay.
But even in the movie, he was in a depression drunk at the end of one of them, wasn't he?
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Where Jack Sparrow was never in a depression drunk. He was just always walking around drunk. A happy drunk.
Because he was never
sober. Yeah,
he was hardly ever
drunk.
Sober, so he wasn't aware that he was, you know, he never had time to be depressed. He was always in trouble.
Which was cool.
Yeah, so definitely good choices. I guess what choices, Stuart, for what did our listeners, what are the answers, feedback?
See, the first one is from Knox Broadcast. I'm going to change his answer a little bit because it's changed. Rosie from the Jetsons. With my new baby, I could eat, sleep, and game with no interruptions.
I laughed at that. That I thought that was a great choice.
That was a great choice. I changed it from new baby coming because, yeah.
Yeah. And it also made me think about the Jetsons, and I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, wow, you never saw, like, the ground. They were never on the ground. They were always up high in some, you know, in their homes.
That's because the ground was all polluted and dead.
Yeah, that's true. And I was thinking about that, and I was like, that's crazy that you know, there was that aspect to a cartoon. It seemed a bit dark for a cartoon that no one ever, I mean, a dark part of a cartoon that no one ever really thought about much.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Okay. Paladin on Twitter, he says, I can't answer without being uber creepy. And then a couple of us made fun of him because we were thinking hentai. He said, no comment on the hentai creature. Actually, I would have to go with the Yara Tassoni from Mass Effect. Blue chicks.
Blue chicks rock.
Yeah. Blue chick's great. I wouldn't mind the green chick from the newest Star Trek movie either.
Well, if you got to do blue chick, you got to do Zoe Zagana from Avatar.
Yeah, or Vet, right, Stuart?
I'd go with Vet.
Yeah. From the Old Republic.
And Twi'lek. Yeah.
which Harold has actually, no idea what.
My Vet is red though, so.
I kept the. Blue.
Kept the blue? Okay. I'm on a horse from Twitter. Said Uhura from Star Trek 2009.
Nice choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know this was supposed to be women, but okay.
Well, you can choose either way. I mean,
it wasn't. It was just that was what almost everybody picked was women.
The majority just would prefer living with a female, then, I guess.
Yeah, but just think about this. With Jack Sparrow, how many women can we pick up every night?
not that many, because he's already been with most of them, and you'll get him and you'll get slapped every time.
Sloppy seconds?
No, you'll get slapped by them every time. Every time you approach a woman, they'll end up recognizing him and slapping him and you both, as we see in the movies. He always gets slapped every time he, you know, sees a woman or a woman sees him.
True.
But anyways, any other, Stuart?
Yes, Lazarus Vector on Twitter said, Lara Croft, money, looks, and an adventurous spirit.
Not bad choice, yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Campbell on Facebook, I'm giving up trying to pronounce your first name, dude. I really am. Mr. Campbell on Facebook said, Leonette, I think that's how you say it, Lee Fry from Firefly.
Which one's that?
Not a bad choice, actually.
It's Kaylee.
Oh, Kaylee. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Kaylee's full name.
Her real name. Her character name or real name?
Character name.
Okay. I just know her by Kaylee.
Her real name's Jewel States.
Yeah, Kaylee. I've definitely...
She's
Kaylee, yeah.
I've definitely...
She is a cutie.
Have made my...
And I have been watching Firefly lately, so yeah.
Yeah. I think I started.
Paradise. Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just about to say, I've been trying to get my dad into watching that. We watched a couple episodes. We've watched, I think, 2 episodes, and he kind of likes it. Which, you know, as a major fan and a geek, that kind of upsets me, because I don't think he, you know, when you're trying to share something with someone and you're like, this is really awesome, you're going to love it. And then they just are like, yeah,
it's the best thing ever.
It's all right, you know, and you're like, why aren't you super excited about it like me? Why aren't you?
All right. Last one. Paradise 5551 on Twitter said, I'd have to go with Captain Price, because he would be cool. Or Master Chief.
Who's Captain Price?
From Modern Warfare.
Oh, okay. I don't play the single players. I just play that game for multiplayer, so.
It's got a decent story.
No,
I recommend going through the single player.
True. But, yeah, a Master Chief would kind of be cool, I guess. Not a
standing in a corner.
Not a detention. Not a huge Halo fan, so.
I am a huge Halo fan, but he just not much of a personality that one.
Yeah, true. Alrighty, I guess what's the question for next week, Stuart?
Next question for next week is, what is something you grew up with that makes you sad to think that the kids today will never know?
Okay, good question. I'm already thinking. I've already have a couple ideas in my head. So, looking forward to.
I have so many.
Looking forward to what.
There's a lot.
Looking forward to other people's answers. Alrighty, I guess. Time to close up the show. Unless you guys have anything else you wanna. No. Okay.
No.
Alrighty. Be sure to check out our Android and iPhone app. Android app is in the Amazon Android App Store, and the iPhone app is in the. You got to download the podcast box app, and then it's in there. It's a weird little thing they have to do because Apple won't allow podcast only apps. So $1.99, and you'll get tons of you'll get bonus content. We provide pretty good bonus content, I like to think. And as soon as we get done with this, we're going to be putting out a bonus episode that'll be timed exclusive to the app, so check that out. Feedback, we love feedback. Let us know how you like the show, any suggestions, anything you want to hear us talk about, or things we need to work on, whatever, positive, negative, you know, constructive criticism, anything, let us know. And you can do that on Facebook, Twitter, or Google+, just, you know, the Geeks FTW, where that you'll find us there. You can leave a voice message for us at 1-347-433-5389. That's 1-347-GEEK-FTW. And we do have a voicemail this week.
We do.
I am curious who, even though I already know.
I don't know. All right, here it is.
Hey, what's up, Geeks of the Wind? It's Radios. Another radio segment, the podcast, and then the podcast within the network that used to have a lot more shows and now has a lot less for some unknown secretive reason that somehow everyone's so happy about. And yet, I believe there's some underground conspiracy that no one's talking about, but we'll get to that on another episode of a video segment. Anyways, last week's show, probably your best show you've had in weeks. I don't know what it was. It wasn't the content. It wasn't the, you know, what you guys talked about. It wasn't the topics. Or, you know, it wasn't that. It was just something magical about that show. The 2-3 shows before that just haven't had. Or maybe it was something you guys didn't have last week. Anyways, great episode. Me and your other listener both really enjoyed it. Anyway, shout out to the other listener. I don't remember what his name was, but, you know, he's my only audience member on my show, in your show, the video segment, because anyways, you understand. Your questions are getting a little bit repetitive and boring. You guys were right about that.
I know about that, yes.
Let's pick it up a little bit. And I don't think it's lazy to ask people their opinions. Heard you say a few times. It's lazy if that's the whole show is based off that and you just don't feel like doing it. But sometimes, you know, asking what your audience wants might help direct your show in a better way that you didn't even foresee. You know, if George Lucas would have said, what if Star Wars fans want of episode 1, 2, and 3, maybe we wouldn't have gotten Jar Jar Binks. So, and that wouldn't have been lazy on his part. It would have been smart. Think about it. Anyways, everything relates to Star Wars, and that's my point. Have a great day. Keep up the good work. And I guess I'll talk to you guys next week. Oh, yeah, and I'm coming on the show eventually. Yeah. All right, have a good day.
And I have to say, I can't wait till he actually does come on the show, because it'll be a very interesting episode, I think.
Yeah, it will be.
And everything does come just back to Star Wars. I've learned that. I definitely have. Yeah, so that's, if you want to leave us a voicemail, you'll get it played just like Fadios did, and
you'll get your 3 seconds of fame, or three minutes of fame, I should say.
And you'll, if you want to keep continuing calling, I guess you get your own mini episode within our episode. I guess that's the way it's become. I didn't realize that, but okay. And that number is 1-347-433-5389. 1-347-GEEK-FTW. Our email is thegeeksftw@gmail.com. And iTunes reviews, we appreciate those. Last I looked, no new ones. I think we only have 5 still. So please leave us a review, people. And
it's really easy.
If you want to be part of the show, the website, or, you know, anything, let us know. I did see, Stuart, I think you tweeted about someone to get in contact with me about writing for the site.
Yeah, they got in contact with me kind of out of the blue, and I shot him your direction.
I haven't heard from him. I haven't heard from him at all, so.
I don't know. They seem like a person to maybe get a hold of.
Okay. Anyways.
I read up on that person.
Awesome. So. Anyways, you know, just contact us. Either on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, the voice line, you know, email, whatever. Just let us know if you want to be part of the Geeks for the Win, our team or crew or whatever you want to call us. Soon, hopefully soon, we should be launching our new site design. So I'm happy about that. I tried getting in touch with you, Stuart, but I guess you never got back to me. Wanted to maybe do it last weekend, but maybe this weekend we can launch it, hopefully. Because it looks really good. I really like the way it looks. And
I do too.
So definitely.
I'm excited.
Definitely keep an eye out on that. I guess, once again, you know, audibletrial.com/geeksftw for your 14-day free trial, which includes 1 free audiobook, which I'll be doing that. I will be. And I'll be sticking with it because I like audiobooks and, you know, we've discussed about the whole ADD, ADHD stuff on the show before, and, you know, that makes it hard to actually read a book, especially, you know, not to mention having to find time to sit down and focus your whole attention on, you know, on nothing but reading a book. So audiobooks are awesome that way.
Yeah, my boss tends not to like it when I read during work. I'm supposed to be working, so audiobooks are great for that.
Definitely. So, and you'll be hearing us recommend different books and even doing reviews on the site. So I'm looking forward to that. Anyways, I guess it's time for shout outs. Harold, you've been fairly quiet. You want to go first for shout outs?
Sure. I just want to shout out Freeman Daddy 5 and Frank Branches, my co-host over at the Zombie Cast, the unofficial guide to all things zombies. And also want to shout out Stuart from Page to Screen, who you can check us out when we do our movie show at From Page to Screen Media Cast.
Awesome. And I saw him tweet about something new's gonna, or something different or new is gonna happen with the Media Cast. Is that gonna be a good thing?
We're just going to try a little bit of a new format. I believe we're going to try it tomorrow. Just something new.
Awesome. Definitely. So I'm looking forward to that then, because I saw him tweet and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what it could be. So definitely check out those podcasts, because They're good stuff, definitely. Stuart, shout outs?
Yeah, shout out to our two listeners again that have made themselves known as listeners. Yojimbo 2000 and Fedios.
Alrighty.
And also, you can check out great podcasts on the Openform Network, which includes great shows like OFR Proper, Prove Your Point, Guide Button, Section C Podcast, Truthfully Geeking, The 40 Cast, The Nox Broadcast Copy, which includes What Does God Say, Love and Learning, The Non-Little Brothers, and The Family Cast, Geese to Win, and Vault Reviews.
Awesome.
I decided not to do it at Supersonic today because I didn't feel like it.
Alrighty.
What sounded better today?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Great job, Stuart. Anybody else?
No, that's it.
Alrighty. Want to shout out Devious Mr. Matt. He tweeted that he laughed at you doing the thing slow-mo.
Yes. Okay, last week. Yes, Devious Mr. Matt also listens.
Yeah, so
that, I did see that.
So we have three now. Awesome. But yeah, I thought that was funny too. I guess also shout outs to our former co-host Nox, and congrats on his new healthy baby boy.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Congratulations, Nox and Mrs. Nox.
Definitely. Definitely.
And I'll just say I ditto that.
Yeah. And I was really glad to see him say healthy. That's definitely a good, that's always a good thing to hear. Healthy.
That's usually the key. Healthy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess what else? Shout outs to Openform Radio. The proper cast. I keep listening and I keep hearing them talk about things and I'm like, why haven't you asked me to come on to talk about these topics? Why? Because they're always like, they have all kinds of other people on and they have Nox on one week and then they're like, oh, we really wanted to have Nox on this week to talk about this. And I'm thinking, hello, ask me,
get yourself out there.
Some of these topics, I am a geek too. We do a podcast about geek topics. So hello, you could ask me, Stuart, or even Harold on, but yeah, so. If any of the Open Forum Radio people are listening, then they'll know that, I guess. But anyways.
Or anybody else. We would glad be guests on anybody's podcast.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because I always love being on a podcast, especially when I don't have to edit. That always makes it so much better. But
except for the Knitting Cast. I'm sorry, I cannot contribute to that very much.
Yeah. Anyways,
that would be Elf's thing, but
I don't know. Anyways, and I guess shout outs to you guys for coming on and keeping our podcast strong. And I think this is 14 episodes in a week we've been doing, Stuart, in a row without.
Great.
So we're going on strong, and I'm so glad I didn't have to cancel because I was worried yesterday that I may have had to postpone or. Just cancel because of being sick, but I ended up.
Yeah, I'm happier alive.
Yes, that it's always good to be alive. And
I don't know, an entire day off of Twitter, you start wondering.
Oh, you definitely. I mean, it was brutal today catching up, reading my Twitter line from yesterday and, today. That was crazy, and I did it. So I know what all went on yesterday. Wasn't too much stuff, but. Anyways, and also people let us know feedback stuff. And if you're interested in, if you're a Steam gamer, let us know. I've got codes for Steam games. I have a bunch of codes. And if you're, I have a Kindle gift card still. I have a $10 code still. So, send us an email, shoot us some feedback. Let us know what you want, and we'll hook you up. Because we want feedback so we can improve. Because if we don't know, if we don't know what's good and what's bad, then we'll just keep doing what we're doing. And if that's a good, what we're doing is a good thing, let us know. And I guess with that, this has been episode 77 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, and we will see you next week.
Bye.